we have made enormous strides in just a few short weeks in standing up a U.S. military operation in Western Africa that can start building the kind of transport lines and supply lines to get workers, supplies, medicine, equipment into Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. And a number of the countries who are represented here are really stepping up and doing what's necessary in order for us to contain this epidemic. But as I've said before, and I'm going to keep on repeating until we start seeing more progress, the world as a whole is not doing enough. There are a number of countries that have capacity that have not yet stepped up. Those that have stepped up, all of us are going to have to do more because unless we contain this at the source, this is going to continue to pose a threat to individual countries at a time when there's no place that's more than a couple of air flights away. The transmission of this disease, obviously, directly threatens all our populations. In addition, we have not only a humanitarian crisis in West Africa that threatens hundreds of thousands of lives, but we also have the secondary effects of destabilization economically and politically that could lead to more severe problems down the road. So everybody's going to have to do more than they're doing right now.